The Art of Jazz. I'm Ken Wiley, and still with the letter P, an alphabetical order presentation of some of the artists in this music. I'd like to start today with Andre Previn, pianist, Hollywood, 1945, for Sunset Records. Thank you. Andre Previn at the piano, his trio with Dave Barbour playing guitar and John Simmons bass, Hollywood, 1945. Good Enough to Keep, better known as Airmail Special, written by Benny Goodman, Jimmy Mundy, and Charlie Christian. Blue Skies by Irving Berlin, Andre Previn. The church played such an important part in the formation of this art. Technical terms would be like responsorial psalmody. That's the psalm. One person says something and the membership of the church respond. Very much the same as a soloist in a big band, if you want to look at it that way. And certainly I think it did have the effect of moving from the church into the secular area and corresponding forms were carried along with that. Here, from 1929, the Pace Jubilee Singers.
I want Jesus to walk with me.
Walk with me.
I'm done with you.
He comes from the north and he comes from the south. He comes from the rainbow, he comes from the cloud. And he says, farewell.
Good Lord, I
can't farewell.
I can't
farewell.
I
can't farewell.
I can't
farewell. The country's going to heaven to live with Jesus. The country's going to heaven. To live with Jesus,
got
to go to heaven. To live with
Jesus,
I can't stay away.
Good Lord, I
can't stay away.
I can't
stay away.
I can't
stay away.
I can't
stay away. Come from the east, come from the west, come from the north,
and you
come from the south. Coming from the rain, so it's coming from the cloud, and he can't stay away.
Good Lord, he
can't stay away.
I
can't stay away.
I
can't stay away.
I can't
stay away. I've got to go to heaven to see my mother. I've got to go to heaven to see my mother. I've got to go to heaven to see my mother.
I can't
stay away.
The Pace Jubilee Singers, 1929 for Victor Records. Walk With Me, featuring Hattie Parker, and the traditional I Can't Stay Away. Pace Jubilee Singers, right here on 88.5 KPLU, NPR News, and all that jazz. Support for KPLU comes from
Seattle Cancer Care Alliance. SCCA combines the expertise of Fred Hutchinson Cancer Research Center and UW Medicine and uses a team approach to treating and preventing cancer, including breast cancer, to help patients determine the most promising treatment for them. Information online at seattlecca.org.
Nat Pierce, P-I-E-R-C-E, and His Herdsman, 1952 for DG Records, and Pierce, pianist, composer, and arranger. And The Herdsman has to do with coming out of Woody Herman's band, membership of that, making a smaller group to perform under the name of Nat Pierce. Stu Williamson, trumpet. Carl Fontana on trombone. Dick Hafer, alto saxophone. Bill Perkins, tenor. Sam Staff, baritone saxophone. Nat Pierce, piano. Irv Manning, string bass. And Art Mardigan on the drums. I'll Be Seeing You, 1938 composition by Irv Cahal, and didn't become a big hit for him until the beginning of World War II. And that featured Fontana on his trombone. And Eve, a composition by Pierce. Matt Pierce and His Herdsman. Right here on 88.5 KPLU, NPR News, and all that jazz. Support for KPLU comes from
Seattle Symphony, presenting Doc Severinsen and his new show, El Ritmo de la Vida, Rhythm of Life, at Benaroya Hall Thursday, February 26th through Sunday, March 1st. Tickets at seattlesymphony.org.
Okay, let's go from Nat Pierce to Maceo Pinkard, P-I-N-K-A-R-D, composer who wrote lots of material for this art. One of his big hits he co-wrote with Ben Burney and Ken Casey is Sweet Georgia Brown. And here is Ethel Waters for Columbia Records, 1925.
He just got here yesterday. Things are hot here now, they say. There's a big change in town. Gals are jealous, there's no doubt. Still got some of grief about. Sweet, sweet Georgia Brown. And if I see the color don't all claim fame, no gal me that's got a shade on sweet Georgia Brown. You left me all from me has sweet Georgia Brown. They all sigh and want to die for sweet Georgia Brown. I'll tell you just why. You know I don't mind, I'm right. It's been said, not so dead, when she lands in town. If she came, why, it's a shame how she cools them down. Fellas, she can't get, our fellas, she ain't met. Georgia Glazer, Georgia Glazer, sweet Georgia Brown.
Give your hand, oh joy, she's the cat.
Sweet Georgia Brown, sung for you by Ethel Waters, 1925 for Columbia Records, a composition by Maceo Pinkard, Ben Burney, and Ken Casey. The beautiful cornet in that was Joe Smith, the clarinetist Don Redman, Pearl Wright on piano, and driving historians crazy for so many years, a bassoonist who no one seems to know who, my guess, is a wonderful multi-instrumentalist by the name of Garvin Bushell. Maceo Pinkard, Ethel Waters, Sweet Georgia Brown. Les Paul now, playing his guitar in a quintet led by alto saxophonist Willie Smith in Hollywood, 1945 for Keynote. This is a blues they call Willie Weep for Me. Les Paul as a member of Willie Smith Quintet, Hollywood, 1945 for Keynote Records, a blues called Willie Weep for Me. Smith on the alto and Arnold Ross on piano, Les Paul guitar, Ed Mihalich on bass, and Nick Fatool playing the drums. Clancy Hayes, his name doesn't start with P, but he's important because he liked a couple of composers whose names do start with P. Hayes was very popular in playing in the San Francisco-style bands of the 40s and 50s. He sang, played his banjo. A couple of them now for you, with Hayes singing for you, from Down Home Records. One composition by Jack Palmer, and one composition by Joe Primrose.
like a boat without a rudder, just like a kite without a tail. Yes, a man without a woman is the saddest thing what I am. But if there's one thing worse in this universe, it's a woman without a man. You throw a silver dollar down to the ground and it rolls because it's round. A woman never knows what a good man she's lost until she throws him down. Listen, listen, listen to me.
She ain't coming back.
that you heard my story. Order up another shot of that booze. And if anyone should ask you, I got those dying gamblers blues.
Nancy Hayes playing his banjo and singing a couple of them for you from 1950 for Down Home Records. Jack Palmer's Silver Dollar, and behind him Bob Helm, clarinet, Wally Rose, piano, Dick Lammy, string bass, Lou Waters playing the washboard, and then Joe Primrose, St. James Infirmary. Waters puts down the washboard, picks up his trumpet. Don Noakes and Warren Smith come in with the trombone, your choice which one, and Bill Dart plays the drums. Jack Palmer's Silver Dollar, Joe Primrose, St. James Infirmary, for you by Clancy Hayes. Avery Parrish now, pianist, composer, and arranger for Erskine Hawkins' wonderful band. This comes from 1940, an original by Parrish for Bluebird Records, After Hours.
Thank you.
Avery Parrish, his composition, his arrangement, his piano, with Erskine Hawkins and his orchestra, 1940 for Bluebird Records, and After Hours. I'd like to bring Les Paul back in now and bring him in with his trio, meaning he's playing guitar, lead guitar, Cal Gooden, rhythm guitar, and their friend Clint Nordquist playing string bass, and they invite Art Tatum to come in and play the piano. These were done by the AFRS recording service, that is the Armed Forces Radio Service, which sent a little bit of home out to the people involved during World War II. From L.A., 1944, the Les Paul Trio and Art Tatum. Les Paul Trio and Art Tatum, 1944, in Los Angeles for AFRS, Armed Forces Radio Service Records. Jada, written by Bob Carlton. Somebody Loves Me, written by Gershwin. And Oh Lady Be Good, also by George Gershwin. The trio, Les Paul guitar, Cal Gooden guitar, Clint Nordquist playing string bass, and Art Tatum on the piano. 1944. You're listening to 88.5 KPLU Tacoma, Seattle, 90.1 KPLI Olympia, and 89.3 KBIX Port Angeles, Victoria. NPR News and All That Jazz, a community service of Pacific Lutheran University. This program is The Art of Jazz. I'm Ken Wiley. All right. I'm going to get Clancy Hayes back here for you. The person with the letter P at the beginning of their last name is Al Piantadosi, P-I-A-N-T-A-D-O-S-I. He and his lyricist Henry Finck in 1913 wrote a real tearjerker. It's one of those. Okay, it's a ballad. It's slow, and when you're feeling bad, you hear somebody sing it, it's even worse. For Good Time Jazz, Clancy Hayes is going to sing it for you, and for Victor Records, Thomas Fats Waller.
Just plumb satisfied. You dragged and dragged and dragged me down until my soul within me died. You shattered each and every dream. You fooled me from the start. And though you weren't true, I still love you. That's the curse of an age.
Like something the cats had in the alley last night. You know that ain't right. No. Come here, let me tell you something, woman. You made a big, fat, greasy bum out of me, and I ain't gonna stand for it. I gotta tell you something. Yeah, sure it is. You made me what I am today. I hope you're satisfied. You should be. You dragged and dragged me down until my very soul within me died. Yeah, not my shoe soles, no. You shattered all my dreams. You pulled me from the start. And though you're not true, may God bless you. You know I want him to bless you. That's the curse of an aching heart, yeah. Can I have it? Curse on me, please don't. I can't take it. Once is enough. You gonna put another one on me? You dirty dog. You ought to be ashamed of yourself. Enough vomit call.
Aching Heart, written 1913 by Al Piantedosi and lyric by Henry Finck. First up for you, Bob Scobie's Frisco Band, Oakland, 1956 for Good Time Jazz, with Clancy Hayes playing his banjo and singing it for you, Scobie trumpet, Jack Buck trombone, Bill Napier on clarinet, Tiny Crump at the piano, Hayes, as I said, on banjo and singing. And for Victor Records, 1936, Fats Waller and his rhythm, Waller at the piano and singing, Herman Autry trumpet, Gene Sedgwick clarinet and tenor saxophone, Al Casey guitar, Charlie Turner bass, and Slick Jones on the drums. The curse of an aching heart. All right. Mel Powell now. You can find these various ways. They were done in Paris in 1945, Powell playing the piano, Bernie Previn on trumpet, Peanuts Hucko tenor, Django Reinhardt guitar, Joe Schulman string bass, and Ray McKinley on drums. 1945 Paris, Mel Powell. Thank you. Pianist Mel Powell in Paris, 1945. And that, I've had several calls, and people want to know, where can you get that? And I think it was issued primarily under the drummer's name, Ray McKinley, originally. But there's all kinds of places out there you might look. It's not like it used to be. I went to a junk store one time and asked about this. You got Mel Powell from 1945? The guy said, yeah, aisle 103, bin 62. And then it got worse. You'd go ask, hey, you got Mel Powell from 1945? And the guy said, yeah, it's in there somewhere. And a week later, I get home. CBS issued it, a series of records, as a matter of fact. This comes from number 12. French issue, translated, Do You Like Jazz? And Mel Powell, 1945. Who played? Bernie Priven on the trumpet, if you like him. Listen to him with Artie Shaw. Peanuts Huckle, tenor saxophone. Powell, piano. Django Reinhardt, guitarist. Lovely solo, but do you feel the rhythm that he gets on that? The pulse of the rhythm. Joe Shulman, string bass, and Ray McKinley, as I said, on drums. They did two Edgar Sampson compositions, If Dreams Come True and Stompin' at the Savoy. And then Vincent Heumann's Hallelujah and Morgan Lewis' How High the Moon. I'm going to get back to Mel Powell, but first, this is 88.5 KPLU NPR News and all that jazz. Support for KPLU comes from
Egan's Ballard Jam House, a supper club venue featuring local and regional jazz, blues, and indie artists. Egan's is also available for private parties throughout the year. Music listings, menus, and reservation information online at ballardjamhouse.com.
From the same session, the same time in Paris, 1945, solo piano now, Mel Powell, two compositions by him, Homage to Fats Waller, an homage to Debussy.
Thank you.
Mel Powell, solo piano, and two compositions by him, Homage to Fats Waller and Homage to Debussy, Paris, 1945. Now Powell asked Peanuts Huckle to put down his tenor sax and pick up his clarinet, and Ray McKinley to bring his drums in. Here's China Boy by Phil Butelgi and Dick Winfrey.
Thank you. baby, my sugar. I never maybe my sugar. That's why my baby is so confectionary funny. I never plead for his money, 'cause when I feed him on honey, I get my needs every time. I'd make a million trips to his lips if I were a bee, 'cause they are sweeter than any candy to me. He is granulated sugar. On my sugar, 'cause I'm too sweet on my sugar. And that sugar baby of
three there for you in that set. Mel Powell, piano, Peanuts, Hucko, clarinet, and Ray McKinley on drums in Paris, 1945. China Boy and Sugar, written by Maceo Pinkert, Edna Alexander, and Sid Mitchell. Then, so we could hear their lyric, Peggy Lee sang it for you, 1955, for Decca Records. And fine clarinet work in there by Matty Matlock. This is The Art of Jazz. I'm Ken Wiley. Happy to be with you on Sunday afternoons. And this is 88.5 KPLU NPR News and all that jazz. Support for KPLU comes from
the Mount Baker Theater in Bellingham, presenting pianist and composer Ramsey Lewis with bassist Larry Gray and drummer Leon Joyce. The Ramsey Lewis Trio, Saturday, March 28th at the Mount Baker Theater. Tickets at mountbakertheater.com.
All right, moving my notes around here for you. I'm changing the tapes and moving right along. All right. Patty Patton now, Seattle percussionist, and her Quartet, 2008, meaning Cynthia Mullis on flute and tenor, Bob Hammer on piano, Chuck Kessler on string bass, and Patton on the drums. The Patti Padden Quartet, recorded in Seattle, 2008. Meaning, Cynthia Mullis on tenor saxophone and flute, Bob Hammer, piano, Chuck Kistler on string bass, and Patti Padden on drums, and a wonderful contrasting selection, I think. Shorty George by Bill Basie, and Gentle Rain by Louise Bonfa. Patti Padden. Another Seattle percussionist, Keith Purvis, who had a drum store for a long time in that city. And in 1944, recorded in Seattle for Exner Records, was a member of the Johnny Whitwer Trio. Johnny Whitwer, piano, Joe Derensburg, clarinet and vocal, and Purvis on drums.
Fortune teller. told. Now, pretty mama, I went to the fortune teller to get my fortune told. Now, she told me you didn't love me. All you wanted was my gold.
Johnny Whitworth Trio, recorded in Seattle 1944 for Exner Records. Keith Purvis. playing the drums, Joe Derensburg, clarinet and vocal, and Whitwer at the piano. Tiger Rag, pretty much put together by Nick LaRocca and the original Dixieland Jazz Band. Joe's Blues, sung for you and conceived by Derensburg. And Jelly Roll Morton's Wolverine Blues. Keith Purvis, Seattle drummers. I said he had a drum shop for years, I think over in West Seattle. You're listening to 88.5 KPLU Tacoma, Seattle, 90.1 KPLI Olympia, and 89.3 KVIX Port Angeles, Victoria, NPR News and All That Jazz, a community service of Pacific Lutheran University. This is The Art of Jazz. I'm Ken Wiley. All right. Charlie Parker, now. And by the way, if I don't play your favorite Parker, please remember that I don't do everything of a person all the time. I brought back Les Paul, now I'm bringing back Parker, and so on. Nevertheless, Charlie Parker, very important in the development of change. And all of that, born 1920, died 1955, did lots, played beautifully on the alto and sometimes tenor saxophone. For Savoy Records, 1948, Charlie Parker All-Stars, meaning himself, known as Bird, on alto, Miles Davis trumpet, John Lewis piano, Curly Russell on the bass, and Max Roach on the drums.
Thank you.
Charlie Parker All-Stars for Savoy Records, 1948. Parker on alto, Miles Davis trumpet, John Lewis piano, Curly Russell bass, Max Roach playing the drums. Parker's Mood, a blues by him. Barbados, also a blues by Parker. Steeplechase, a combination of Parker and Gershwin based on I Got Rhythm. Merry-Go-Round, and Charlie Parker put that together based on I Got Rhythm, and Fats Waller's, part of Fats Waller's Honeysuckle Rose. Charlie Parker right here on 88.5 KPLU, NPR News, and all that jazz. Support for KPLU comes from
Evergreen State College's Evening and Weekend Studies in Olympia, with classes and schedules designed with working adults in mind. Details on a March 4th information session at evergreen.edu/evening and weekend.
Back to Charlie Parker now. In 1993, I decided to call and tape interviews with certain people who had opinions about Charlie Parker, and some of them had known him and played with him. And as it turned out, I think the best of the lot was done by a friend of mine, a Seattle tenor saxophonist who had actually played with Charlie early, excuse me, in Charlie's career. And this is an interview I did in 93 with Freddie Greenwell, who's gone now, but he was a good friend and had some wonderful, touching things, I think, to say about Charlie Parker. Freddie Greenwell, welcome to The Art of Jazz and a program devoted to the birthday, the 73rd birthday of Charlie Parker.
That's great.
Fred Greenwell, I must say for the audience, is one of these wonderful ideas in jazz of a musician who other people have talked about for such a long time, and I feel fortunate to know and to have actually played with on occasion. I think you and I did a little thing at the New Orleans restaurant one time, Fred.
Yeah. And I remember at Red's once or twice.
That's right, at Red Kelly's. But the reason I'm asking you to discuss some things about Charlie Parker is I have at home a photograph that I dearly love, which is a photograph of Charlie Parker very young on a bandstand in New York, and next to him in a sailor suit is an even younger person by the name of Freddie Greenwell holding a tenor saxophone. Now, what I would like you to do for all of us today, Fred, is to... Okay, obviously you were in the Navy.
Yeah, I was.
Well, tell us the time it was, where it was, and how you got on that stand with your tenor. Or was it your tenor?
Yeah, it was my tenor.
Okay.
I had been in the South Pacific with a wonderful little show that Raleigh Morehouse and I were on. It was Claude Thornhill had it, and it had Dennis Day and Jackie Cooper. And we were over there for a year, right down on the front lines, playing shows for these Marines and everything. And when that ended, we broke up, and I had to go back on my ship again, which was the aircraft carrier, the Enterprise. And I had charge of the dance band, and we had a band that played both marches and dance music. And so that I got on that again and came back to New York, and we were ferrying troops back from World War II, which had ended, and across the North Atlantic and docking in New York for a couple of weeks and then going back again. But we were taken to Radio City to do a Navy Day broadcast with this Navy band from my carrier, and I was able to after that was over go down to 52nd Street, which I had been going to pretty regular on my own, and I had my horn, and so I'd been chatting with Miles. Miles was in the Charlie Parker's band with Dexter Gordon, and Stan Levy was the drummer, and Sir Charles was a piano player. It was a very, really good, you know, advanced band. And so Miles said that he thought Dexter was sick that night. And so Miles talked to Bird and let me play a couple of tunes. I remember one of them was, they said they wouldn't confuse me. So one of them was Back Home in Indiana, which was Charlie Parker's Donna Lee. And there were one or two other tunes that were so simple, you know, and they were very, very gentlemanly, and they didn't try to embarrass me or anything, and I was very very excited by this music. It was so sensational to hear it. You know, we used to sit in the audience, and there was nobody in the audience. Nobody came to hear that band.
Isn't that something?
Yeah, it was wild. And I remember one night, Sonny Stitt came by there with his baritone. He was playing with probably Billy Eckstein or somebody, but he sneaked in and tried to get up at the bandstand to jam with Bird. But the owner saw him slinking down the side of the room. He ran the whole length of the room and grabbed Sonny Stitt and threw him out in the street.
Oh, my goodness.
I guess he didn't like Sonny Stitt. But anyway, that was a wonderful band, and I used to go and hear them when my ship would be in New York. I'd go right up to 52nd Street, get a cab, and go right up there and go in and hear that music, because there was nothing like it. All we'd have been hearing was Roy Eldridge and Lester Young and Coleman Hawkins. And to hear that was just really sensational. I had no idea what it was or how it was, you know, constructed or anything, but it was just so explosive and wonderful to hear.
Was it right away for you that you like? In other words, when you heard Indiana played the line of Donna Lee, that's pretty abstract. But it was so. What you're saying is it was so different from what the other things you
Absolutely,
were hearing.
Absolutely, yeah. But it was completely. You know, you understood it with your feelings. You could just drink it right in. It was just so gorgeous.
How old were you at that time?
I was 22, I think.
Tell the story, if you will, about just sitting at the bar with Bird and asking him questions.
Oh yeah, it happened to several times. I'd be around him, and it would be a period where I could see that he wouldn't mind if I asked him some things, you know. And one of the things I asked him was, we were walking up the street one time, and I said, "How can I make some kind of advancement in my playing? I just seem to be doing the same thing all the time." And I expected him, you know, to give me a couple of the names of practice books or something. But he just said, "Well, seriously, the main thing is to keep trying. Keep hanging in there and keep trying to do it." And so I thought that was a kind of a shock, but I took him at his word, you know, that we were friends, and he certainly wasn't trying to turn me around or anything, but
No. That
was a stabilizing thought, you know, to stay with it, try to keep on keeping on. And he never was one to show his knowledge or his gift. He wouldn't call out chords at people on the bandstand or things like that.
That wouldn't be very nice.
A lot of people do that, you know.
That would probably obliterate somebody.
Yeah.
Terrible.
I think some guys think that's going to help things, but it gets things more confused.
Annoying. Yeah, and they're really showing off, I think.
Yeah, that's
else.
Right. And Bird was very humble, just really a 100% guy, really a great human being. I was lucky, though, I think, that I saw him, and he was always in good shape, you know.
My interview with Freddie Greenwell in 1993, talking about his experience with Charlie Parker. And as mentioned there by Freddie, Donna Lee, a Parker composition based on Back Home Again in Indiana. And here are the Charlie Parker All-Stars, meaning Charlie Parker, alto, Miles on trumpet, Bud Powell, piano, Tommy Potter, bass, Max Roach, drums. And first up, Donna Lee. Thank you. Charlie Parker, All Stars for Savoy Records, 1947. He playing the alto, Miles Davis trumpet, Bud Powell piano, Tommy Potter bass, Max Roach drums. Donna Lee by Charlie Parker, based on Back Home Again in Indiana. The wonderful contrapuntal Chasin' the Bird, Parker's working of I Got Rhythm. And two blues, Cheryl and Buzzy. Charlie Parker, All Stars, right here on 88.5 KPLU, NPR News, and all that jazz. Support for KPLU comes from
the Museum of Glass, presenting D.C., Dale Chihuly, Daniel Clayman, Definitely Cool. From neo-baroque to minimalist, these exhibitions offer different perspectives in glass sculpture. Details and info at museumofglass.org. The Museum of Glass, all glass, all the time.
I'd like to go out with Charlie Parker on the job. That means not in the recording studio. Fortunately, we had people who were taping broadcasts, and maybe even the radio stations kept them, I'm not sure. Or they were making disc recordings of broadcasts off of their radios. This is from the Royal Roost. You'll find that out because the announcer is Symphony Sid Torin. The place, the Royal Roost in New York City. Charlie Parker, 1949.
So once again, ladies and gentlemen, we take our WMCA microphones right down to the Royal Roost, our Friday night, Saturday morning edition of the all-night, all-frantic one, bringing a lot of the gone things here at the Metropolitan Opera House, the original house that Bob built on Broadway between 47th and 48th Street, bringing you the gonest and modern progressive music. The new sounds, the Royal Roost, ladies and gentlemen, every night, seven nights and mornings a week, from 9:30 till 4 in the morning, you can sit back and relax and dig the gonest. Talking about the gunners, let's bring him on with a wonderful hand, Mr. Bop himself, Charlie Parker and the All-Stars. Charlie Parker, that's Charlie Parker, Max Roach, Al Haig, Tommy Potter, and Kenny Durham. And to start things jumping, one of the dial sides that you all ask for all the time, here's the bird to do Scrapple from the Apple. Thank you. And so a lot of you lucky ones out there who are digging the all-night, all-frantic one, if you're out of New York City, come on down over the weekend. Have yourself a gay time here at the Royal Roost where the lights are low. Music with a real knocked-out groove, and it's really wonderful, digging Mr. Bop himself. The Great Bird, Jolly Parker and the All-Stars, another one of the favorites that you call for when you do call Circle 62500 on the all-night show, Barbados.
Parker from the Royal Roost, 1949, in New York City. I'll be back to that. But first, this is 88.5 KPLU, NPR News, and all that jazz. Support for KPLU comes from
Fred Maxey's Ballard Auto Licensing Agency, offering registration for cars and boats either in person, by mail, or online renewal for same-day pickup. Located at 2232 Northwest Market. Ballard Auto Licensing, with a mission to make it easy to renew tabs.
And here's the rare treat of all times. You never hear the bird do much singing. Here he is with the entire group to do Salt Peanuts.
or peanuts or peanuts. Or peanuts or peanuts. Or peanuts or peanuts. Or peanuts or peanuts. Or peanuts or peanuts.
And the All-Stars. Charlie Parker, Max Roach, Al Haig, Tommy Potter, and Kenny Dorham. The wonderful group that you can dig here at the Royal Roost, the Metropolitan Opera House, playing the gone styles, the gone music that I know a lot of you folks out there really enjoy. And before we go any further, I'd like to remind you once again, if you've got great big eyes, to be the Cinderella man or girl down here at the Royal Roost. All we ask you to do is send us a card or a letter addressed to either myself or to Monty Kay, care of the Royal Roost, 1580 Broadway in New York City. Tell us what you do. Whether you play an instrument, whether you sing, we'd love to give you a tryout and probably make a Cinderella man or girl for you, too. Don't forget, your name and address, tell us what you do. Address it here to Monty Kay or to myself, care of the Royal Roost, 1580 Broadway in New York City. And right now, ladies and gentlemen, with the Birds, the All-Stars doing our theme, Jumping with Symphony Sid, let's bring you the Cinderella Man of the Royal Roost. Ladies and gentlemen, Harry Belafonte. Harry Belafonte, the Cinderella Man of the Royal Roost. Come on down and have yourself a wonderful time. And right now, let's hear from the Bird as they do the pop thing called Slow Boat to China.
Thank you.
Boat to China. Everybody here down at the Royal Roost are eating their... How's the chicken? Real crazy. You like the chicken? How about the Malteds and all the wonderful milk bars done by our very good friend Ruby Fox? He's the gentleman that takes care of the milk bar. And it's a wonderful kick to come down here to the Royal Roost and sit back and relax from 9:30 to 4 in the morning. Of course, this morning is a different sort of a morning. Who knows when we'll get through. But let's go back to the bird, the great Jolly Parker, and the wonderful rendition of Ornithology.
Thank you.
wonderful thing that Bird made for Savoy not so long ago, I think, came out of an album. No, it was a single record on Savoy, little thing called Little Willie Leaps. Ladies and gentlemen, with the great Charlie Parker and the All-Stars down here at the Royal Roost. Charlie Parker, Kenny Durham on trumpet, Tommy Potter on bass, Al Haig on piano, and the great Max Roach on drums. We brought you about 15 or 20 minutes of the Jazz Hour, the all-night, all-frantic one, the Symphony Sid Show, where every morning you can call Circle 62500 and really have yourself a wonderful time.
Broadcasts and Charlie Parker and the All-Stars on the job at the Royal Roost, New York City, 1949. They played Scrappin' from the Apple, Barbados, or Barbados, Salt Peanuts, Slow Boat to China, Ornithology, and Little Willie Leaps. You're listening to 88.5 KPLU Tacoma, Seattle, 90.1 KPLI Olympia, and 89.3 KVIX Port Angeles, Victoria, NPR News, and All That Jazz, a community service of Pacific Lutheran University. This has been The Art of Jazz. I'm Ken Wiley, and thanks for being out there.